Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, on this program, I'm going to talk about choosing joy. Oh, I can just hear you say, "Whoa, Samantha, you can't just choose to be joyful." Well, actually, you can. In fact, in the Bible, there's a verse that I learned as a child in Sunday school that says so. It's found in Psalm 118:24. Here it is. "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Notice that the Bible doesn't say that if everything's going well, be glad in your day. If your health is perfect, if you don't have the coronavirus, you aren't feeling isolated, rejoice and be glad. No, the psalmist simply says, "This is the day the Lord has made. You rejoice. You choose to be happy. You choose joy." Oh yes, it's an acknowledging that our precious Lord and Savior has made our day, that we can rejoice. In other words, we can choose joy. Well, you know, this last week, I found myself becoming anxious. I'm a social person and enjoy going to church and being with our family and friends. You know, emails, Skype, phoning just isn't the same. And while driving in the car the other day, thinking of all the sick people around the world and the spread of the virus, I suddenly realized how consumed I had become with health issues from around the world. So I turned on my Christian music and began to sing. As I did, I felt my emotions begin to lift, and instead of worrying, I began to praise the Lord. I realized I had not been choosing joy. Well, what does being joyful mean? As you choose joy, even when life is difficult, you can have an attitude of gratitude, rather than just being overwhelmed by circumstances. Our circumstances may change, even our health may change, but we can still choose our attitude in those circumstances. With the whole world struggling with the coronavirus and all those ramifications, no matter where in the world this program finds you, there is a wonderful song I want to play to encourage you. This song is based on Psalm 30, verse 5. It says, "Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning." One speaker I heard talked about this verse, and what she said gave me a chuckle. She said, "Yes, joy does come in the morning. The trouble is, sometimes morning takes a long time to get here." Well, now here is Gary McSpadden singing for you, "Joy Comes in the Morning."
If you've knelt beside the rubble of an aching, broken heart, when the things you gave your life to fell apart, you're not the first to be acquainted with sorrow, grief, or pain. But the Master promised sunshine after rain. Hold on, my child. Joy comes in the for the night. just inside.
Just inside.
Now to invest your seed of trust in God, in mountains you can't move. You have risked your life on things you cannot prove. Just to give the things you cannot keep for what you cannot lose. That's the way to find the joy God has for you. Hold on, my child. Joy comes in the morn.
Comes in the morning.
Weeping only lasts for the night. Hold on, my child. Just inside. Hold on, my child, for dawn is just inside.
Just inside.
Oh, what a wonderful reminder. Yes, with Jesus in our heart, joy will come in the morning. It's God's promise to us. Joy will come in the morning as we put our trust in Him. You know, one of the ways that you can have the kind of overflowing joy that rises up from deep within your heart is for you to think about and dwell on what God has done for you. Even in this time of trouble in the world, we can have joy as we dwell on God's goodness while we are going through our circumstances. It's kind of like brain training. My grandson Jim has told me how he had to learn to be mentally, emotionally, as well as physically tough during his training as a Marine. I believe we can also train our mind to be spiritually tough and be joyful no matter what our circumstances are. Joy like this is contagious. The world is looking for someone like you, full of joy. Well, hopefully on this program, I'll bring a chuckle to your heart and alleviate some of your stress. If you're all alone and feel strange laughing with a person on the radio, don't worry. Since you're all alone, who will know you're laughing anyway? And while laughing isn't only what the Bible means by having joy, I do believe that smiling a lot, laughing, and an attitude of gratitude helps us to have that deep, inner joy the Bible talks about. Well, before I play another song for you, I want to share something that hopefully will bring a chuckle into your life. To understand the joke, you have to know that in the Bible, the mother of baby Moses made a little reed basket. She put Moses in it and set him on the water among the reeds to hide him from the soldiers who wanted to kill him. Here's the funny saying. Don't let your problems get the best of you. Remember, Moses started out as a basket case. Well, here are the celebrant singers, and they sing All My Life Through the Good and Bad of Life.
Take away the doubt that hides my perfect will.
that hides thy perfect will.
Give me faith instead and with thy spirit fill.
And all my days be the guardian of my ways, and I'll know the glory.
So true, the Lord will be with us through the bad and good of our lives if we ask Him to. You know, King David wrote, "All who seek the Lord shall find Him and shall praise His name. Their hearts shall rejoice with everlasting joy." Yes, the Lord promises that no matter where we live in the world, as we seek Him, we can rejoice and have everlasting joy. Many people aren't experiencing the joy the Bible promises because they get so overwhelmed by problems in the world, as well as in their own life. I found that's an easy trap to get into. One of my listeners emailed me that she makes a list affirming God's blessings in her life. In fact, why don't you take time right after this program to make a list of 10 things that you have to be thankful to God for? Put it somewhere where you'll see it every day, maybe on a kitchen cabinet door, so you'll remember to read it. And then add to your list as more blessings happen for you. On my list this morning, I'm adding the little hummingbird that came and fluttered around my flowers. He was so beautiful. Well, many years ago, someone in my life made a decision I had to live with, a decision that changed my future. I didn't like it, and I began to have a pity party for myself. After a few months of negative thinking, I had headaches, various joints in my body were aching, and sometimes I felt dizzy. Finally, I realized I was making myself sick just by my negative, worrisome thoughts. I decided I had to choose to praise God and open my mind and heart to solutions instead of problems. Now, not everything is resolved easily, but we probably can change our lives more often than we think by choosing joy and placing our trust once again in Jesus. Now, here's a wonderful song that says it all. Here is Carol Roberson singing, "Jesus Is My Happiness."
I don't need no mansion high upon a hill to know that my life has been blessed. My soul is satisfied, my sins were crucified. Jesus is my happiness. I don't need no fancy clothes or a diamond ring to know that I've got the very best. I've got sweet peace of mind, and
when I leave this world behind, Jesus will be my happiness. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Is my strength.
I'd rather have His love than anything. The good things of this world come and go, but true happiness is a lasting thing.
Jesus is my happiness.
I don't need no streets of gold or gates made of pearl. I know Jesus will be heaven's best.
If I go or if I stay, I'm a winner either way. Jesus is my happiness.
I don't need no mansion high upon a hill to know that my life has been blessed.
I've got sweet peace of mind, and when I leave this world behind, Jesus will be my happiness. Jesus will be my happiness.
Oh yes,
Jesus will be my happiness.
Oh, just listening to that song, Jesus is my happiness, makes me happy. Oh, I hope it helped to bring you joy too. You know, there's another verse in the Bible in John 14:6 that says, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Ask for what? Well, you could ask for joy. That would be a good place to start, wouldn't it? When I was doing research on the word joy, I found it over 200 times in the Bible. So I guess it must be pretty important to God. Well, King David wrote in Psalm 126:3, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Like many of us, King David had many problems in his life. Actually, I've never been hunted down with someone wanting to kill me, or having to live in caves for years, or having people who wanted to stone me like David did. In so many ways, his life was very difficult. And yet he chose to remember the great things God had done. And as he did, he was filled with joy. Like you, I too have problems with having to self-isolate, as world leaders are wanting us to do. Yet, I know, things like that can cause us much stress. But truly, we can all say with David, the Lord has done great things for us. You know, King Solomon, whom God called the wisest man on earth, said in Proverbs, a merry heart does good like a medicine. Now, Solomon didn't have a computer or all of the other scientific data that we have now to prove that statement to be true. But Solomon just knew, by inspiration from God, that we needed to keep a merry heart filled with joy and laughter. Well, there's a wonderful song that came out about 30 years ago, and it has much meaning for me. Through the years, it has become the theme song of my life. Here's the Talley family singing for you. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
When I've lost my direction, you are the compass for my way. Lord, you're the fire and the light when nights are long and cold. In sadness are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. So I say, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Lord, you're why I find pleasure in the simple things of life. You are the music in all the meadows and the streams. Children in our families and our homes. Lord, you are the source and the finish of my highest dreams. That's why I say, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. Hope for all I do. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Oh, Jesus, you are the center of my joy.
Yes, Jesus is the center of my joy, and I hope he's the center of your joy too. Let me repeat some of the words that they might sink deep into your heart. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my confession, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. You know, it's too bad I'm not a great singer. I love that song so much, I'd sing it again for you. But thankfully, the Bible says we are to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And because of that verse, I know that God loves to hear me sing anyway. Isn't it wonderful we can come together like this and I can talk about the joy that God wants to bring into our lives? In Isaiah 65, God says, my servants shall rejoice. And later in the chapter, it says again, my servants shall sing for joy of heart. Yes, I know God wants us to experience his joy and his presence. But I wonder, do we take time to be with him? Recently, I saw a man sitting on a park bench feeding the pigeons. And when I saw him, my first thought was, doesn't he have anything better to do with his time? I had to laugh at myself. How often I have wished I had more time to sit and do nothing. Maybe sit and feed the pigeons or read a book. When was the last time you simply relaxed and thanked God for his blessings? Maybe at this time when we have been encouraged to stay home, instead of complaining, let's plan to enjoy it. I have a new book called Celebrity Faith. It's the testimonies of famous people who are Christians and who have overcome great obstacles with the Lord's help. In the book, you will find the testimonies of actresses, actors, TV personalities, astronauts, authors, movie producers, the list goes on. Since you have to be home, why not read a book that would encourage you? I know my book, Celebrity Faith, would be a blessing as you read their stories. You can find it on my Facebook page or on my website. The announcer will give you the information. Well, our time together is over. Do email me or write. That brings great joy to me too. And let me know how I can pray for you. I pray for my listeners at dawn every day. So tell your friends about Psalms of Hope on your station. And do tune in, same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will choose to keep Jesus the center of your joy.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.